Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
At the same time, the Obama administration has been fighting state immigration enforcement in Arizona, it's quietly sought local help in other ways. The White House is expanding a program that depends on information provided by local police departments, something critics charge can lead to racial profiling. As WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, it turns out that initiative got its start here in Boston.
The program is called Secure Communities.
Secure Communities is our strategy to identify and remove criminal aliens.
Jim Martin is the deputy field director for Boston's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office.
We focus on those that pose the most danger to the communities, to the general public.
The program will help the Obama administration reach its goal of deporting 400,000 immigrants this year. It depends on cities and towns funneling information on the people they arrest to immigration authorities to see if they're violating immigration laws. San Francisco, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. have fought to block this program, and a Boston police spokesman wouldn't confirm or deny whether the department is participating. But officials from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, say that the Boston Police Department is participating. In fact, these officials say Boston is one of the cities where the program started.
Boston actually was part of a pilot back in 2006 that first tested interoperability.
Interoperability just means sharing information about immigrants. And according to Martin, Boston shares the fingerprints of everyone it arrests with immigration officials. He says it's all part of a plan to work, quote, more efficiently. Here's what happens. When Boston police officers arrest someone, they enter their prints into a database of FBI, Homeland Security, and immigration information. If the person has had any interaction with immigration officials, if they overstayed a visa, if they applied for asylum, if they have a green card, it will ping immigration officials. If ICE wants that person, they'll call Boston police to put a hold on them. ICE categorizes these immigrants, some of whom are here legally, by the severity of the charges against them. The program is supposed to target the worst offenders, level ones they're called, people charged with murder, kidnapping, national security crimes. But Martin says ICE officials also deport people accused of lesser crimes that are picked up by Boston police officers.
It's based on what our resources allow. I mean, certainly somebody that's arrested for a level two offense that also has those charges which make them removable. If we have the resources to devote to that, then we certainly will do that and enforce the immigration laws. There is, in fact, times where a level two or level three will also be encountered in this program and processed.
A little more than 100 people have been deported since October of 2008. Almost half of them were charged with lower-level crimes. Those can include minor drug charges, burglary, driving without a license, or, in Martin's words, just being, quote, removable. Advocates say the net is too big, and they're shocked that Boston is participating in this program.
The truth is, it hurts. And I'd also like to know when they were going to tell us about it.
Longtime immigration attorney John Wilshire Carrera.
They are now part of a system that's sweeping through communities and sweeping through areas, basically checking everybody all the time. And so this is a real problem for me.
Wilshire Carrera and other advocates worry this will hurt what they say has been a trusting relationship between immigrant communities and Boston police. Ava Milona heads the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
They will go further underground and will not go to the police to report crimes or report their situation out of fear that now the local police are deputized and are serving the federal government.
National immigrant advocates worry that this program could promote racial profiling. If police know everyone they arrest will be checked through an immigration database, they might target people who they think look, quote, illegal. But immigration officials defend the program, saying it avoids profiling because everyone is entered into the database, and it relies on fingerprints. Jessica Vaughn also supports Secure Communities. She's an expert on law enforcement for the Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank that wants tighter restrictions on immigration. She's disappointed that ICE has only deported about 3% of the people accused of lower-level crimes in Boston.
I think you have to wonder if that is enough when it's very possible that some of these lower-level offenders could go on and do go on to commit serious crimes, even though they've been brought to the attention of ICE. It certainly doesn't provide much of a deterrent. If anything, you know, it might encourage people to stay because they know that unless you are an axe murderer or a serial rapist or committing some serious crime, you're not going to be subject to removal.
Vaughn says immigration officials should find faster ways to deport people while still giving them due process, and they should get the resources they need for detaining people. According to ICE, Boston is the only place in Massachusetts that's participating in secure communities. They had hoped to have this program in almost half of Massachusetts counties by now. ICE official Jim Martin wouldn't reveal a deployment schedule, but says he hopes to get other police departments on board as quickly as possible. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.